A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We're looking at the five killer stones. David chose five stones to confront Goliath, and I call these stones the five killer stones. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse number 40, the Bible says concerning David, then he took his staff in his hand and he chose for himself five smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistines. In verse 45, the Bible says, then David said to the Philistines, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. And it was that name that brought Goliath down. So out of the five stones that David chose, he used one, and that was the name of Jesus. If you are going to defeat your Goliath in life, then you must have faith in the name of Jesus. That name must always be in your mouth. It is the name that is above all names. It is the name that demons hear and tremble. God gave Jesus that name, and Jesus gave us that name. He bequeathed his name on us and to us, asking that whatever we will do or say or ask in that name, heaven will give it to us. So we have the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Sicknesses bow at the name of Jesus. Prayers are answered in the name of Jesus. So it is the number one killer stone in the hand of the believer. The name may not work in your mouth if you are not connected to God through Christ Jesus. Don't forget, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 19, some seven sons of Sceva attempted to use that name, but that name did not produce any authority on their lips because they were not connected to the owner of that name. And so it is your connection to Jesus, whose name we are depending upon against the enemy, that makes the name work wonders in your life. The name of Jesus will work wonders, will work powerfully in your life, in your mouth, if you are connected to the owner of that name. And so it is your connection to God through Christ Jesus that gives power to that name on your lips, the name of Jesus, the number one killer stone that David used against Goliath. And for you as a believer, apart from the name of the Lord, what are the other killer stones in your hand? Number two is the word of God. The word of God is a killer stone in the mouth of the believer. In Ephesians chapter number 6, Paul the apostle was reeling out to us the armors of the believer and the weapons that we will need to confront our enemies. And when he got to verse number 17, he said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The only weapon of warfare listed in this armory is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. Now, your prayer will produce no impact if it is not backed up by the word. When you are going to pray an effective prayer, it must be word-based prayers. Your prayers must not lack the word. And that is why any prayer that is not preceded by the word or that does not include the word of God really produce results. And I have told you on this program before, you attend any prayer meeting where the word of God is not shared, miracles just start happening. Then you must be very careful. Every miracle of God follows the preaching and the teaching of the word of God. In Luke chapter 5 verse 17, it came to pass at a certain day, Jesus was in the house, the Pharisees were there, the scribes, the teachers of the law, Jesus was teaching, and the Bible says, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them there. So God's power was present to work great wonders and great miracles. The power of God is in the word of God. The word of God is the conveyor of the power of God. And that's why the Bible says God sent his word, and the word healed them, and the word delivered them from their destruction. So dear listener, the word of the Lord carries great power in your mouth. So speak the word to your situation. Let the word be on your lips all of the time. That's why Joshua was told, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You must daily speak the word of God to your situation. That situation will bow to the word of God. That is the same word that created the heavens and the earth. That word also recreates. The word of God is the power of God. And so it is this number two killer stone, the word of God. The third killer stone is your faith. Your faith in God. Your faith in the word of God. In the book of Hebrews 11 from verse 32 to verse 34, the Bible says, "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, also of David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong. They became valiant in the battle, and they turned to flight the armies of the aliens." The armies of the aliens could not withstand the faith with which these men approached their battles and their challenges. David, Samuel, and of course, you remember Gideon. Gideon confronted the host of the Midianites with only 300 men. And what do they have in their hands? A trumpet in every man's hand, and empty pitchers and torches. How do you go to battle with trumpet, with pitchers and torches? Definitely, it must be with great faith. And so it was faith they took to battle, and it was faith that gave them the victory. So the Bible says, "What shall we say? Time we fail to tell of the victories of these men. They subdued kingdom. The enemies took to their heels because of these men who were coming with strong faith." It was such a strong faith they approached their battles, and so they defeated their enemies. They quenched the violence of the fire, and they escaped the edge of the sword. They became valiant in battle, and they turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Their enemies ran away, and they were totally destroyed and defeated because of the faith of these men. Approach your battles with faith, and you will see God deliver victory into your hand. Number four, the fourth killer stone is your prayer and confession. In Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse number 18, the Bible says, talking about the armor of God, praying always with all manner of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with perseverance for all the saints. Prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And so you must, in your prayer, confess the word of God. Your confession also, your confession of faith. In Mark chapter 11 and in verse number 23, the Bible makes it very clear that your confession must be positive if you are going to win, if you are going to defeat your enemies. It is a killer stone. What do you say to your situation? The Bible says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever shall say to this mountain, to this problem, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done. He will have whatever he says." So what do you say when you are in a challenging situation? What do you say? What is the confession of your mouth? This is very important. It is a killer stone. Your word can bring you victory or defeat. It depends on what you say with your mouth. Don't forget, God said, "As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as these people have spoken in my ears, so will I do." God is committed to carry out the confessions of your mouth done in faith. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your right hand this morning and make this declaration loud and very bold after me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the authority of the name of Jesus, and I declare total victory over every challenge and enemies of my life and of my destiny. I claim total victory in that name. I am victorious in the name of Jesus. I overcome the challenges of life in the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. I run into that name. I am saved. I am victorious. I stand on the authority of the word of God. The word of God will produce great wonders in my life. The word of God will produce results. I overcome the challenges of life by the word. I am healed by the word of God. I am made whole by the word of God. The word of God carries power on my lips. It flows from my heart with power in the name of Jesus. The words of Jesus to me, they are spirit and they are life. And this word produces gloriously to the glory of the name of the Lord. This word will not depart out of my life. The word will produce victory for me when I speak the word. As I speak the word to any situation, the situation will obey the word of God in my life. The authority of the word will work wonders for me, and God's name will be glorified. My faith in Christ Jesus is strong. I am an overcomer by faith. I subdued kingdoms by faith. I put to flight the armies of the aliens by faith. I obtained promises by faith. My faith produces results. I speak to mountains by faith, and the mountains move. I will declare the word by faith, and it shall be as I have said. As I bend my knees to pray, my prayers will be heard from heaven, and answers of peace will come. I am an overcomer in the name of Jesus. I take these killer stones and I overcome the enemy of my life and destiny, the enemy of my progress, and I bring them down in the name of Jesus. After the order of David, I bring down my own Goliath. I overcome every soul of my destiny, and I arrive at my throne in destiny. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this Sunday for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, Lighthouse International Christian Center. You may wish to join us on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. You may wish to join our service if you are in Lagos at Etisalat Building opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos. Time is 9 a.m. If you are in Abeokuta, join us at Ebin Fem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Time for our service is 8 a.m. Follow me on my social media platforms, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Twitter, and on YouTube. The handle is at Rev Graceman. The Lord bless you as you do. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.